Lord. Jesus loves you. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Sergio calling from Opinion Research, a public opinion polling firm. I'm calling to ask for help with a short four-question survey on important issues facing Texas. May I please speak with Will Harrison?
How can I help you?
All right, in that case, we can proceed with Mr. Harrison. Thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans, more Democrats, or an even mix from both parties? And would you say you only vote for Republicans, Democrats, or do you occasionally vote for opposite of their two?
I vote my conscience. No parties. I vote my conscience. If someone is looks like they want to do something for the people, for the city, the state, the country, and they look sincere, and they believe in the values that I believe in, that's what I vote for.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
I think Governor Greg Abbott is doing a great job. Not everybody's going to like what he does, but there's nobody in office that everybody likes what they're doing. I think he's doing the best he can for the people of Texas.
All right. If the general election for president of the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? And would you probably...
I really don't want to vote for neither one of them because I don't think neither one of them really have the best interests of the country. I wish someone else was running.
And last but not least, which statement comes closest to your opinion on guns? We need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons, or we need common sense gun reform in Texas, like universal background checks, or we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
We don't need new laws. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And unless you change the heart of sinful man or corrupt people, there's going to be the strictest states in the United States that have gun laws have the most murder and crime with gun violence. It's not more laws. It's getting to the heart of people and changing their values. We have... Our values throughout the United States have got so low and so disgusting, and people don't care about their own life, let alone the life of others.
All right. In that case, Ed, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.
And I really do hope you publish what I said, because it needs to be heard, and nobody is speaking it.
Absolutely. Your opinion is very important.
May I say one other thing, and I would hope you would also publish it. I'm a native of Texas,
sure.
Been born and raised here. I'm a former school teacher. I've worked in big cities in San Antonio, and I worked in small towns. And I understand what happened in Uvalde. And I say this with a compassionate heart and a clear conscience. But I wish the parents and the people of Uvalde and the media and everybody else stop trying to blame law enforcement for what took place, and they're looking for accountability. Accountability starts at home. I've worked in two small towns as a teacher, and when it went on the docket for to vote for a bond to secure more officers or buy better security. And normally in those smaller towns, the people say we have no need for it, and they shut it down and they cut it down. But it's not until something tragic, then they cry for it, and then they want to blame everybody else. But the blame starts at home with the voters, with the parents that did not vote for a greater security. It's not that I'm against them. I am for them and I love them. But the problem is we always look to hang somebody other than ourselves. When we do wrong, we want mercy and forgiveness. When someone else make a mistake or do wrong, we want retribution and justice. That's not right. We got to start. I like the song that Michael Jackson sung. It starts with the man in the mirror.
All right. Thank you very much for taking that to the table. Your opinion matters. It's very important.
And I really hope, whether you read, write, or whatever, I really hope you say something about that and publish that throughout the media to say that we need to stop witch hunting and blaming everybody. But let's look in the mirror and see what we could have done to make things better from the start. Thank you, sir. You have a great day. God bless you. And, you know, I really hope that you're doing this survey not for any particular party or any particular group, but to try to get people in office that really care about the people, our cities, our counties, our state, and our country, and not jumping on party bandwagons. Because no party can solve anything, no one party. The parties need to work together for the betterment of the people and not for their own pocketbook or own self-agenda or their own or their special interest groups who's lining their pockets. They need to work for the betterment of the people, the city, county, state, or country, whatever they're running for. And if they're not doing that, we need to clean house. They all need to go.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for your opinion. It's very important and valuable for this survey.
All right. You have a great day, sir. Be encouraged, and may God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.